Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Dave Chase is with us. He's president of Nishna Valley Trails, and we're going to talk a little bit about an event that they're helping to push forward coming up here soon on October 1st. It's called Tour de Parks. It's a community bicycle tour of some of the parks around the Atlantic area coming up here very quickly, a fall event. That should be a nice ride. Dave, how are you?
Oh, good. Good morning, Jim. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you bet. You did this last year. It went well?
Yes, it went well. We had a few complaints about the hills, and we're in the part of the effort this year is to deal with that. And we've actually created a virtually flat route in Atlantic, Iowa, which is almost unbelievable to anybody who's ridden a bike in Atlantic, Iowa. But we'll talk about that.
Walked or even driven a car,
right.
Especially in the wintertime when it's icy. We can tell you how hilly it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Well, it's an opportunity just to get out. It's not a long ride. It's not a giant ride. It's something just about anyone can do.
Yeah, it's really what we call a pedestrian ride, which is something that is casual. There's multiple stops. We'll be stretching it to reach 10 miles, but even that sounds like a long way for some people. But there's going to be frequent stops, and those stops are going to be at our great Atlantic parks that we want to highlight along with the trail system in town.
Yeah, and you're not riding it all the way through. You're taking plenty of breaks along the way, so it's an opportunity for that. Like you say, it's a leisurely ride that you can do with friends and family.
Right. And that's right, and everybody's invited. We do encourage everybody to stay together. It's going to be a guided tour this year so that we keep together, because there will be various organizations at the parks that will want to give a little speech about what's going on with their organizations, and we think that's important. And so they don't have to repeat themselves over and over again. We're going to try to keep everybody together. So John Jordan and I are going to be the guides and try to do that.
Okay, very good. Well, you've kind of set the standard there. Talk a little bit about the details. How will the day set up for folks?
Well, the day will set up. We're going to start at 2 p.m. sharp on Sunday, October 1st, from the City Park, the Atlantic City Park downtown. And then we're going to follow this route that we have developed, and we're going to go to the various parks in town, starting out with the splash pad facility at Sunnyside, and then from there on to other parks. Now, when we start out, we'll again try to stay together, and safety is going to be a main concern so that we do that. There's no registration. That's free. We don't have any charges. There's going to be music at the city park, along with food from the Kiwanis. They'll be there to start us off and to finish the ride about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But we'll be hitting parks like the Cedar Park that probably most of the people in town don't even know where the Cedar Park is and why it was developed where it is. And then we're going to visit the parks at Schilberg, the trails, the Rotary shelter out there that was built, and that trail system. Mollet Park is going to be the next stop, which has a lot of features. Grow Another Row, Produce in the Park, those organizations will be there to talk about the things that they do at Mollet Park. Then we're going to venture a little bit south and try to hit Harl Holt Park and the YMCA, and then back to City Park. So that's the route that we're going to be taking. Then when we get back, there'll be food again and music at the park.
Oh, we're not going to have a chance to work off any of that food then, are we? 10 miles, I mean, we're going to have to work a little harder.
I was going to say, this is going to be a calorie-neutral bike ride because the Kiwanis put on a good feed.
All right. Calorie-neutral. I wish we could live our lives that way. That would be awesome. The opportunity to get these other groups, these community groups involved, I suppose this wasn't a real tough sell.
Really, it wasn't. Last year, we had a good experience with the various organizations that want to promote themselves and the things they do to benefit health and wellness in the community. And so we were very happy, just to highlight some of the nice places we have for outdoor recreation, like the Bull Creek pathway improvements that have been made. A lot of people use that, and a lot of people don't know about it. So we want to make sure that we highlight these places so that people are aware.
Well, of course, with Nishna Valley Trails, your focus is largely on the trail system here. Are you satisfied with where things are right now locally?
We are satisfied to the extent that we're very proud of what we've done to this point. We want to do more things. We want to connect the T-Bone Trail to Atlantic. There's always issues involved with getting rights of way to do that sort of thing. But we have potential of tying into a nationwide trail system as well. So we're constantly looking forward. But, it takes patience and persistence to do those sorts of things. But to say that we're proud of what we've done to this point and the systems that we have in place, Atlantic can be a bike-friendly place, but you just have to know where to go, and that's why these trails are there.
Sure. Well, you've always been an avid bike rider, and I know that's why this is a lot of importance to you, but you've had a lot of support from a lot of different groups, a lot of different individuals. Some may not be as avid a cyclist as you are. But it's heartening to see that so many people are interested in pushing this forward.
Yeah, and we're really happy with the partnerships that we've been able to develop, both public and private partnerships with organizations like the Atlantic Rotary, Nation Valley, YMCA. County Conservation has been very supportive, even of the Atlantic trail systems and the Atlantic Kiwanis. I could go on and name organizations. I don't want to leave anybody out. But, it's the groundswell. After people see these things on the ground, that's when support gets to pick up. You have to put something on the ground and let people use it, and then you get the support. That's what we found.
Of course, you always have to keep that excitement and enthusiasm level up, because building them is one thing, but it's just like a car. Sure, you can buy it and it's great that first day, but you got to maintain it over time, and trails are no different.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Maintenance is an issue, and we really want to focus on that. We are responsive to complaints that come in about the quality and the upkeep of the trails, and we want to keep them looking nice, so everybody, all the community, can be proud of them.
Yeah, you bet. Well, this particular ride, now we're talking about trails, but this particular ride, not necessarily all on trails. They're going to be riding in the streets.
Yeah, to get from point A to point B, and we'll have to use the streets. But again, safety is going to be the main concern, and also the leisurely nature of it. It's not a race. It's a bike tour, and we're keeping it to streets that are not highly traveled, we will be sure at the crossings of the travel streets that we take care. But, we'll be using streets to get from Schulberg to Mollett Park. You have to scratch your head of how you do that and stay off of Olive Street, which is highly traveled. So thanks to Bruce Henderson, who's mapped out a lot of routes for road races, I think we've developed, thanks to him, a safe and flatter route.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're going to encourage all the safety rules be followed. Helmets would be very much recommended.
That's right. And, again, we've got to give a little plug to the Kiwanis, because they've been giving bike helmets to third graders away for about 25 years now. And it's one of the longest programs. But I would like to say helmets be required, but we realize that that's not for everyone. But the safety aspects, helmets, and stop signs. Bikes need to stop at stop signs. They need to also observe all of the traffic rules that that motor vehicles do.
Very good. And again, that's 2:00 sharp on October 1st on a Sunday. We're going to start that from the Atlantic City Park, and it'll be a couple hours.
Yes, a couple hours. We're going to be pushing to get 10 miles. I don't think it's quite 10 miles, but 2 hours and then entertainment after.
All right, very good. Whatever bike you have, bring it along.
Bring it along. Yeah, we'll be glad to see as many people as want to come and see Atlantic's parks and trails.
Yeah, and a family event. So bring the kids along, too, and have a good day of it. Hopefully the weather's good, fingers crossed. You said weather was pretty good last year.
Last year we had a great weather year, and we're hoping for good weather this year, too.
All right, well, very good. We'll put that on your slate of things to do. Again, that's coming up on Sunday, October 1st, starting at 2 p.m. in the Atlantic City Park, the Tour de Parks. They'll hit a few of the different neighborhood parks and other parks around the community. Maybe some of them you'll be discovering for the first time. You never know. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks, Jim. And again, thanks to you and KJN for all the support you've given us over the years.